There was a huge 10-pin bowling event in Hobart last week. It was called the Devil's Lair. It attracted bowlers from all over the world and also had a local involved in it, Ashley Riley from Devonport, who joins me now. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, you've been around 10-pin bowling for a long time. I reckon when I started work at the paper 35 years ago, you would have been in your early 20s then, so you've been bowling for an awfully long time.
That's correct, yeah. I was, for 35 years ago, I was actually 17, but I started bowling when I was about 13 or 14, yes.
Okay, and in that time you've won something like about 40 state titles and a few Australian ones as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I've won 12 Tasmanian championships, but I've won around 40 titles around the state. And, I'm the only person to have won 4 Australian Masters titles.
So the Devil's Lair event was in Hobart last week and you got invited to that, which I guess was a privilege to be involved in such a prestigious tournament.
Oh, it was an incredible honour to be invited. I actually got the invitation around 2.5 years ago when the tournament was first mooted, and then, of course, we've had COVID has unfortunately put a stop to it the last 2 years. So we finally got the go-ahead this year. But, it was an incredible honour, I guess, as Tasmania's most successful bowler to be invited to be a part of it.
I saw a little bit of it on TV, and I don't bowl much myself, but one thing that really stood out for me is that these days they're using bowls without any finger holes in them, and they're using two-handed. I mean, it's changed a fair bit, hasn't it?
Oh, it's changed incredibly. It's what we call a power game now, which it's very hard for people of my vintage to keep up with, but Jason Belmonte was he was the star of the show, and he's the number one bowler in the world, a 6-time player of the year on the professional tour in America, and he was one of the first people to start that way of bowling. And I first saw him about 25 years ago when he was still a junior at about 18, and I thought it was a bit of a joke, to be honest. Then he started to bowl really well. It's called a two-handed delivery, and it enables them to get a lot of speed and an incredible amount of power when the ball hits the pins. And so the three gentlemen that were part of the tournament last week were all two-handed bowlers.
And have you had a go at it yourself?
I haven't. I think it's one of those can't teach an old dog new tricks. It'd be incredibly hard to start that sort of thing just from a body movement perspective and everything else. But I'm keen to have a go at it, but I think it'd be pretty hard for someone as old as me to start that kind of thing.
Something you should probably start at right at the beginning when you first take the sport up, maybe.
It would be. If I was 15 or even 20 now, or if you were teaching anyone, that's certainly the way you'd go. It certainly wasn't around when I was that age, but all over the world now they're teaching that. And I think at the recent, World Championships for under-21s in Sweden about 3 weeks ago, and from what I've heard, about 50% of the bowlers, especially in the males, were bowling that way.
Okay. Now, you've recently also competed in the Walter Rockway Trophy, which is basically an Australian teams event with the Tasmanian team. How did we go?
We didn't go too well,
unfortunately. Okay. That's a shame.
Which happens, it's a 3-day tournament that's been going for 60 years now, and unfortunately it wasn't our week, and that can happen from time to time if things don't gel correctly. We've been pretty successful over the years for a very small state. We've won it a couple of times, myself, when I was part of the team in 2009, but unfortunately this week wasn't our week. But yeah, it's the 33rd year in a row I've competed in it, if you don't count 2021, which was cancelled due to COVID. So I've competed every year since I was 19.
Wow, that's great. A fantastic record in the sport. You mentioned earlier on how with the two-handed bowling, different body movement, and I'm glad you mentioned body movement because a lot of people wouldn't know the story. You've just recovered from a couple of serious injuries, and you were told by the doctors that you may never bowl again.
Yeah, so I'm a truck driver for a living, and I fell out of my truck November 2020, and 2 days later I had the wrist operation, and the doctor said before the I asked him when I'd be able to bowl again, and he looked at me quite seriously and said, I don't think you realise how bad it is. Your wrist is smashed to pieces and you'll never bowl again.
Yeah, it's funny. When you think about 10-pin bowling, perhaps the worst injury you could possibly get would be a wrist injury, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So fortunately, I'm able to use a wrist guard now. I can bowl without the wrist guard, but I tend to find that we can bowl for 6 or 8 hours at a time, and if I do that, the next day I probably wouldn't be able to bowl because my wrist would be so sore. So I use the wrist guard now, which I had to learn to sort of re-bowl a whole new way, having done that. But fortunately, I was able to do that, and I've still been pretty successful the last 18 months.
And you also had a knee injury too. And if you ask me what the second worst injury you could probably have it as a 10-pin bowler, it's probably a knee injury as well.
Yeah, well, I did. In one way, it was a little bit lucky because it was my right knee, and your left knee is the one that takes most of the pressure in bowling. But I didn't realise until I tried to start a game that your right knee still does take a lot of pressure. So I smashed my kneecap to pieces in late February, and I also dislocated my shoulder. So that's probably a pretty bad one as well for a 10-pin bowler. So I've done a massive amount of physio over the last 18 to 20 months, and I'm still not right, to be honest. And that showed this week, bowling for, say, 10 or 11 days in a row. I definitely haven't got the rhythm there, and I didn't bowl anywhere near as well as I'd like, but I was happy that I was able to show up and compete.
If you play golf, a hole-in-one is the ultimate. If you play snooker, an unbeaten break of 127. In bowling, it's a score of 300. How many times have you done it, Ashley?
I have 19 300.
Goodness me. That's amazing.
I do, but then someone like Jason Belmonte, as I said, who's the world's best, he's got around 150.
Goodness me. So the Devil's Lair event, do you think they'll have it again next year, or is it going to be every 2 years, or how's it going to go?
No, it should be again next year. So the contract was for 3 years, 2021, 22. So because we missed 20 and 21, it's definitely going ahead for next year. I'm not sure of the course of action after that. We've actually had the Australian Championships here last year, this year and next year, even though Devil's Lair wasn't on. So that was the contract for the Australian Championships. So they'll be here again next year, and Devil's Lair will definitely go ahead. But I imagine Jason Belmonte will be coming back, but I imagine they'll have some different professionals again.
And you'll be back again?
Oh, I'm not sure if I'll get the invite. I think it might have been a one-off. If they ask me again and I'm fully fit this time, then I'd jump at the opportunity. It was an incredible experience, but I'm not sure I'll get asked again.
Well, fingers crossed for you. Hopefully you will. Yep. Well done on getting invited in the first one. Also, representing Tasmania, I think you've bowled something like about 600 games for Tasmania, so it's been a fantastic career. And thank you for your time this morning.
No worries, Martin. Anytime. Thanks for your interest in our sport.